When Ben Hartman visited an immaculate aluminum trailer factory in Indiana, he witnessed something unexpected: a manufacturing environment that was clean, organized, and efficient. Workers always had the right tools at hand, waste was minimal, and the entire operation flowed with remarkable precision. This wasn't industrial chaos, but a carefully orchestrated system based on lean principles pioneered by Toyota in Japan. The question that changed everything: could these same principles transform a small organic farm? Today, Ben and Rachel Hartman earn a comfortable living on less than an acre of land at their Clay Bottom farm in Indiana, supplying restaurants, grocery stores, and CSA members with high-quality organic produce year-round. Their approach challenges the get-big-or-get-out mentality that has dominated American agriculture for decades. Instead of expanding endlessly, they've found their right size through eliminating waste and focusing on value. What makes this revolutionary is that it offers small farmers a path to sustainability and profitability without sacrificing their values or expanding beyond their ideal scale. Pairing factory with farm might seem contradictory, especially since many environmental issues stem from industrial agriculture. Farms are inherently different. They deal with living soil, unpredictable weather, and natural rhythms. Yet lean thinking focuses on creating value while eliminating waste, expressed simply as present capacity equals work plus waste. By removing non-value-adding activities, farms can become more productive without expanding. Lean's five principles are: specify customer value, identify the value stream, ensure uninterrupted flow, let customers pull value, and pursue perfection. Unlike models requiring constant growth, Lean allows farmers to find their optimal size and thrive within limitations. The Hartmans demonstrated this by scaling back their growing area while increasing profits, focusing on high-margin crops, eliminating waste, and matching harvests to demand. Their success shows that bigger isn't always better. The Lean farm journey starts with 5S: sort, set in order, shine, standardize, and sustain. These practices transform chaos into organized efficiency. Sorting means ruthlessly eliminating non-essential items. At Clay Bottom Farm, this involved weeks of hauling items to auction and landfill. Each removal made the farm lighter and more productive. Setting in order ensures tools have designated places. They should either be there or in use. A visitor's simple question about storing pruners in the tomato greenhouse instead of walking 100 yards to retrieve them transformed their approach. Now, tools are distributed near their points of use. Clean, uncluttered spaces improve visibility, reduce hazards, and enhance workflow. Visual management through shadow boards, photos, and clear labels communicates standards better than verbal instructions. The goal isn't appearance, but creating environments that enable focus and satisfaction. When everything has its place and distractions are minimal, work becomes almost effortless as we enter productive flow states. Identifying what customers truly value is essential to lean farming. Without this understanding, farmers can't separate value-creating activities from waste. Clay Bottom Farm turned market days into research opportunities by collecting customer feedback, observing product responses, and visiting customers to see how their food was used. This revealed different values across segments. CSA members wanted meal prep guidance, market customers sought attractive displays, and chefs prioritized timing and communication. In lean farming, waste includes any non-value-adding activities. Following a carrot from seed to sale shows few steps directly increase value. While planting, harvesting, washing, packaging, and displaying add value, most other activities are just necessary movement. Farms encounter 10 types of waste: overproduction, waiting, transportation, overprocessing, excess inventory, unnecessary motion, defects, overburdening, uneven production, and unused talent. Overproduction, growing more than you can sell, is particularly damaging. It wastes resources and creates cascading problems like extra storage needs, additional handling, and the mental burden of managing unsold inventory. Creating flow means products gain value smoothly without interruptions. After implementing 5S, eliminating deeper production wastes requires careful observation and counterintuitive thinking. Single-piece flow means adding maximum value to an item before setting it down. While many farms use batch processing, the Hartmans redesigned their workflow to minimize handling. Ben sorts and bunches turnips during harvest rather than handling them twice. Even minor unnecessary lifting compounds into significant waste. Elliot Coleman notes field workers make 2,000 hoe strokes hourly, so lighter tools have massive impact. A half-pound reduction in hoe weight saves lifting 1,000 pounds per hour. Choosing appropriate technology is crucial. Lean emphasizes human-scaled equipment over complex machinery. Simple tools remove worker burden and are more likely to be used by all, easier to maneuver and cheaper to maintain. Other essential techniques include avoiding overprocessing, using the 5 Whys for root cause analysis, implementing mistake proofing, reducing cycle time, and strategic outsourcing, all helping eliminate waste and improve workflow. Human perspectives are inherently flawed when assessing customer value and production processes. As Toyota's Taichi Ono noted, people's ideas are unreliable things, and I would be impressed if we were right even half the time. Continuous improvement requires kata, ingrained routines that make improvement part of daily work. While many farmers practice Kaizen, improvement, naturally, structured routines help everyone develop this discipline. Clay Bottom Farm implements this through weekly farm walks, a vegetable notebook for tracking improvements, staff input, and a whiteboard system. Management involves creating standards for consistent task completion, but these should remain flexible. When better methods emerge, they become the new standard immediately. The ideal time for Kaizen is during smooth operations, not crises, when there's more capacity for identifying improvements. Waste removal is a layered process, each layer revealed only after removing the previous one. Success requires well-trained staff who understand both the value flow and their role within it. Contrary to misconceptions, lean isn't about cheap labor or automation, but rather empowering skilled workers to take responsibility and drive improvements. Farms connect us to our food and nature. While lean principles boost profit, they serve higher purposes, restoring the earth and strengthening communities. As Wendell Berry notes, exploiters seek money, while nurturers prioritize land, family, and community health. Food waste is severe. 31% of retail and consumer food goes uneaten, while 20% of fresh produce never leaves farms due to weather damage and market volatility. This waste depletes resources while hunger persists. Lean methods strengthen local food sheds, where food reaches nearby populations. Clay Bottom Farm delivers 90% of food within 10 miles, boosting the local economy and reducing transport waste. These approaches help farmers partner with communities to improve food access. Nature exemplifies lean systems, using only what's necessary. Urban children need welcoming farms to explore, and lean practices create organized spaces for discovery. The lean journey creates farms that nourish both people and planet. Farmers can build more productive operations while honoring their values, showing how small farms thrive by doing more with less.